Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the No Kings rally, it's one of them, the one in Spartanburg, sponsored by upstate South Carolina Democratic Socialists. Oh, that's mainstream. Spartanburg No Kings protest on Saturday. The march is going to be from the courthouse on Magnolia Street, 4 p.m. The rally is at Morgan Square. Here's their logo. No Kings, because we won this war already. They're talking about 1776. No. You socialists didn't win that war. We did. You socialists want to crush every right that we won in 1776 and 1781. Take them away. You're not one of us. Don't wear the mantle. No Kings, because we won this war. You had nothing to do with this war. You're just adopting our wording, our ideological stances long enough to get in power and repress us. You want to take away every right we won in that war. You're just using those free speech rights for long enough to crush us underfoot. We see what you're doing. And you got to love here. They actually have to put a disclaimer on the No Kings announcement for Spartanburg. The Spartanburg County Democrat Party is not affiliated formally with the SC Democrat Socialists. You know how the Democrats are? When they have to put "we're not affiliated," that means they are formally. Anyway, the hilarious part is that the head of the South Carolina Democratic Socialist of America, upstate South Carolina Democrat Socialist of America, the head of it on his Instagram, he's sitting right there with Jim Clyburn. Like, we don't know. You know, number two in Democrat leadership for years in the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. That guy, number two, Democrat leadership after only Nancy Pelosi. No affiliation, you understand, though. It's, Democrats aren't socialists. No, they're not. Not at all. Okay. I don't want to get sidetracked by this, though. What I do want to do is just marinate in this a little, because this right here, holy cow. Folks, this shows you how Democrats are involved and the leadership at every part. From realizing, oh my gosh, Trump has found the nerve center. Trump is raiding the cartel businesses that are laundering upwards of $100 million. We've got to stop him. We're going to get violent. So that's what actually happened in LA. Again, the raid they were protesting, Tom Homan is now doing interviews explaining it was not an immigration raid. The three, count them, three warrants signed off on by a judge, these are not dictators, were criminal warrants for money laundering, tax evasion. They were laundering the proceeds from the drugs and the human trafficking through the garment district, through businesses, sending them back to the cartels of Colombia and Mexico. And that is the raid Democrats chose to go wild over. There were dozens of others. Why? We're close to their nerve center, and they have merged with the cartels, just as I've been telling you for years on the Battleground America podcast. Now, here's the crazy part, okay? You want to talk about the beating heart of evil? Remember how this started. They unleashed their lunatic minions. And what did they do? Ultimately, in addition to going wild, surrounded that building with the ICE officers trapped inside. They were afraid they were going to set fire to it. You've seen the pictures and they're, you know, blocking the doors. They're on the outside, right? Okay. UK Daily Mail this morning has gained exclusive access to an 8,500 member chat room. It is a private member-only LAPD chat room, Los Angeles Police Department. Do you know what they're saying? Karen Bass, the Democrat mayor, personally arrived at LAPD's command post. And she blocked the LAPD from responding to the calls for help from the trapped federal agents. Folks, these are people who set fire to everything, these violent protesters. Dear God, they're going to get somebody killed. Here's some UK Daily Mail. Members also expressed alarm at LA Mayor Karen Bass, a Democrat, for taking command of their control room, delaying the deployment of officers and putting federal agents and the public in danger. They also accused media outlets of one-sided coverage of the protest by focusing on heavy-handed policing while overlooking the threat that some violent activists posed to cops and the public. Now listen to this, because this gets even crazier. Everyone supports all the help they can get, said a spokesman for the group. By that, they mean they're talking about the National Guard, the Marines. Quote, "We need the help from the other agencies because we can't handle it. Our asses are being handed to us on a platter." So this is homicidal. Especially, this is the Democrat mayor of L.A., personally in the control room, stopping the response of the L.A. police officers to the calls for help on 911 of the federal agents who are now surrounded and trapped inside the building. Unbelievable. Now, look at what Karen Bass does, okay? The mayor. Here she's laughing about breaking the law. She's with a bunch of what she calls immigration activists. And they've got what's called the RRN network, which alerts them, because they're all illegal immigrants, when the feds are nearby, federal officers. Listen to her laughing about breaking the law. This is Democrats for you.
Chirla also founded the Rapid Response Network. It's a hotline immigrants use to report ICE raids. It then texts those alerts to immigrants so they can hide and activists can show up to stop ICE.
And so I was in a room yesterday morning, meeting with the immigrant rights organizations, and all of a sudden everybody's cell phones started blowing up. That's when we all heard about a raid that was taking place in Whittier.
So on the one hand, she's openly, you know, just enjoying the law breaking. On the other hand, she is inside the LAPD's control room, making sure they don't respond to calls for help from federal officers whose lives are endangered. You bet Donald Trump had to send in those troops. Folks, these people are so evil. So on the one hand, she's holding back the LAPD to let the violent protesters intimidate the federal agents. On the other hand, yesterday, she's standing there flanked by 30 mayors to intimidate Trump. Better stop sending those troops in or we might have to get violent. But hey, if you stop raiding our cartel friends, you know, the violence might stop. I might even let the LAPD respond to help you guys.
I'm very proud to stand here with the mayors, the leadership of so many cities, but you should take note that the individuals that are here with me today are all leaders in their area, and we all stand in support and solidarity and call for the raids to end.
Then from the top, Gavin Newsom goes to work.
Donald Trump, without consulting California law enforcement leaders, commandeered 2,000 of our state's National Guard members to deploy on our streets illegally and for no reason. He doubled down on his dangerous National Guard deployment by fanning the flames even harder. And the president, he did it on purpose.
No, he did it because when his federal officers weren't being, you know, brought to victims of attempted murder by these lunatics, the mayor is personally in the control center holding them back from responding to their calls for help. What do you want Trump to do? actually know the answer to that question. They want him to do nothing and let their activists hurt federal agents, stalk their families. Folks, what were Democrats doing last week? Demanding that these federal agents unmask. Why? So they can find their homes. They remember what Homan said, these federal agents are not only showing up at the homes, I'm sorry, these protesters are not only showing up at the homes of these federal agents, they're stalking their children's social media. They want them unmasked so they can find them and post their pictures. That was Democrat leadership last week. We have to break the back of this. We have to make it socially unacceptable, and we need prosecutions. I mean, the literal Democrat demand here is, okay, here's the social contract. Our lunatic fringe Democrat group funded violent hacks will surround you, threaten your family, lock you inside your building, and we just won't respond. I'll hold back the LAPD so they can good and hurt you, and then you'll just leave us alone. That's what they want. You'll leave us alone. No more raids on our cartel friends. You're getting too close to the nerve center. And that's the deal they're offering. And Trump said, no, thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Producer Tim, I got to tell you, I don't know this America. I'm on my list of top 10 things that make life worth living, which include ice cream.
Ice cream's good.
Yeah, it's really good. But there's one thing that can be slightly better if done right, and that is, of course, French fries. Nothing like sitting there with a huge plate of French fries and eating all you want.
I love French fries.
Me too. But they've got to be good, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Not old, not cold, not stale. Properly salted.
Yep.
Have you noticed how hard it is to get a properly salted French fry, or is it just me?
Oh my God. Yeah, it is really, really tough.
That was not a thing when I was growing up. I don't know if there's quality control issues or people just worried about their salt intake. I am so sick and tired. Like, I'll go to restaurants, right? And on my cheat day, maybe I'll get that once a month, right? And you go, and I want, like, my chips, if I'm going to Mexican, I want them properly salted.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have to salt mine too.
Yeah, no, and if you have to salt them yourself, it's not done right. The salt should be burned on, like not burned. You know what I'm saying? Like sealed with heat.
Yeah, sealed with the grease.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
At the time, at the point of greatest grease impaction, yes.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, and I'm very particular, okay? Because if I'm eating this kind of stuff, I'm having a diet day off, which I don't do very much. Uh-huh. It better be good, okay? I don't eat this stuff every day. Yeah. Nothing more disappointing, especially you go back two or three times. Can you salt this? And they just like dump the salt on the cold fries and you're like, no, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah, I hate that too. At least drop them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, like at least drop them for like, you know, 2 seconds.
Exactly. Well, things are not the way they were when I was a kid. This would have been unthinkable when I was a kid, okay? New analysis by Yelp Reviews ranked the 21 best fast food fries. They used AI, okay? Now, back in my day, hands down, McDonald's wins, right? Oh, McDonald's fries?
They're like crack, man.
Well, they were.
They used to, yeah.
Oh, see, you know what? I don't want to date myself, but I bet you have not had a vintage fry like a 1980s McDonald's fry.
Nah.
Before they started using the toxic chemicals to preserve the grease that makes it taste funky too.
Yeah, I was too little to eat French fries in the 80s.
Yeah. Wow. Let me tell you, I was young, but it was the highlight of my childhood. It really was.
Yeah.
So back then, I mean, you want fries, you're going to McDonald's. Every American knew this, right?
Right.
Not anymore. Number five, most popular fry in America, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
They can be good if done right. They're a little thick for my taste, but they can be done good if done right.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, Bojangles.
I agree with that.
Okay, good. Me too. Yeah. I love the seasoning. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The seasoning on those fries is on point.
Yeah. Again, it's got to be fused at the point of grease impaction, though, right?
Yeah, it does. It does.
At maximum heat. Okay, you understand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
Okay. Number two is Shake Shack. And number one we don't have here, In-N-Out, which is, I checked, they're not here.
Yeah, I don't know those.
Yeah, okay. Number seven, Zaxby's. Number eight.
They're pretty good.
Okay, I've never had their fries.
Their fries are good.
Number eight, Arby's. I think that's a little underappreciation. Their fries are very good if done right.
I like their curly fries.
Yeah, the curly fries are amazing. Okay, number nine, Hardee's. Yeah, they're okay.
Mm.
Okay, now here's the shock. Okay, to every red-blooded American, this is a shame. If you're noticing any places missing from this list, you're not alone. Here are the five worst fries. So five worst. Number five, Popeyes. Number four, Church's Chicken. Number three, Burger King. Their fries have never been anything special. Mm. But number two, McDonald's?
What?
Yes. 20th out of 21 ranked for fry quality.
Wow.
Yeah.
Corporate McDonald's must be hating that.
Oh, they got to be. This is not good. And number one, KFC, worst fries.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what, the Burger King surprises me. I used to love Burger King fries back in the day.
I used to love Burger King anything.
I don't eat Burger King anymore, though.
Yeah, no, I can't eat any of this. None of it's on the PhD weight loss plan. But you know what's missing on here, though, is where's Wendy's? Wendy's used to have some good fries. Wendy's used to have good everything, but that's not what it was. But okay. Anyway, I was just I was very surprised. So to see this you know, to see McDonald's take this kind of fall is very, very disappointing to me.
That is, yeah, that's very crazy.
Yeah.
Like you would think that they would be number one.
I bet you RFK could get him back there.
I bet he
get
could
all
too.
That fake junk out of the food. I bet you'd taste a lot better.
Yep.
Bet it would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So coming up on the show, we could have a very historic end of this week. This whole week's been about things blowing up. And in keeping with that, it appears the Iran nuke facilities may blow up soon. CBS News breaking the news about an hour, 15 minutes ago now, that Israel is preparing to strike those Iranian nuclear facilities, the ones enriching uranium. So, and that's got to happen. I mean, we've already got, again, Houthis hitting our ships 236 times. It was 26 or 36, can't remember. Joe Biden responded to like three of them. We cannot have them with nuclear material doing that. And that's that. Look, Iran gets this in any kinds of quantity. That's who's going to have it. It's going to be all their proxies. I mean, so now we're going to have rapist Hamas lunatics on hang gliders who are dropping fissile nuclear material from the air. It's not tenable. It's got to go. So it's going to be really interesting to see. It looks like this is going down. We're removing non-essential personnel from our embassies, from our bases. Trump said, wait and see what happens. So this is obviously a go. And it sounds like they're giving Iran one last time to come to the table. But look, the Ayatollah last week was saying, like, you know, we deserve to have nukes. He doesn't. I don't think you can reason with these people. That you just have to take the toys away from them. They're too dangerous. So that's going to be interesting. Meanwhile, folks, coming up on the show, this trade deal we've cut with China. You know what? Have you noticed what's happening every week? Now, this is accelerating. You notice what's happening every week now? We learn of a new facet of China's very deadly war against us. It's like it's nothing. Well, the last 2 weeks has been bioweapons smuggled into America, because why not? Now we have this. Headline, China's new AI war academy trained cyber soldiers to target American infrastructure. Well, with what? Well, so it goes down. While Americans struggle with the effects of decades of open borders, communist China has quietly launched the most dangerous military expansion in decades, establishing 3 specialized war academies to train a new generation of cyber warriors whose sole mission is to defeat the United States, specifically U.S. infrastructure. How exciting. One of the most alarming developments is the creation of the People's Liberation Army Information Support Force Engineering University in Wuhan. And what do they train people to do there? They teach students how to weaponize AI against American military systems, power grids, critical infrastructure. Oh, exciting. Including nuclear infrastructure. That'll be interesting. According to multiple U.S. government agencies, including the FBI, NSA, CISA, Chinese state-sponsored hackers have already infiltrated American infrastructure networks and are actively preparing for large-scale cyber attacks aimed at crippling energy, water, transportation, and communication systems in the event of a conflict. Will these students we're giving visas to, will they be doing this here, or just the illegals Joe went in that we haven't caught yet? How are we going to have a trade agreement with these people, folks? How's that going to happen? Well, I've got some answers. Coming up next. Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm going to tell you a crazy story, which just happened. A lot of people don't realize what just happened, but it shows you where we are. Let me set this up. Okay, we've just learned in the last segment that China has opened not one, but three new schools. And they do one thing, train a new generation of cyber warriors whose sole mission is to defeat the United States. That's very exciting. What they will be learning is to use AI for large-scale cyber attacks aimed at crippling energy grids in America, water, delivery systems, transportation systems, communication systems, and of course, nuclear power plants. That'll be interesting. Now, we know this is an idle threat. They've already done it. They admitted in December to a startled, this is how Wall Street Journal described it, Biden delegation that they had, in fact, cyber hacked us. It was called Volt Typhoon. They denied it up till now. They said that was our punishment for supporting Taiwan and there would be more. That was in December. They must just sit around in awe. And we're like, okay, cool, kill us, we're fine. Can we have some more cheap stuff? Can you get the slaves to get us some stuff? We can't have slaves here in America, so could you get yours to make us, we'll buy it on Temu. Okay. So it's Sunday. My head is still spinning over this. We got gas. Great American stupidity. It's Sunday, and the news breaks. Another bioweapon. Yeah, we caught the Chinese national, and she's sneaking it in the airport. Let me tell you what. You do not bring a bioweapon into the U.S. as a Chinese national on an exit visa unless they give it to you. That is a command and control society. There aren't free people there. People don't make decisions to do this. So this particular bioweapon, if you've probably heard it the last couple of days, it's a kind of weaponized roundworm, which, it gets in as an invasive species, the crops, and particularly the livestock. And, we might just have a famine. I mean, whatever, who cares? Anyway, so that's on top of the blight, the weaponized blight that we caught them with and learned about that. That was last week. So this cyber training academy is this week. That's three. So 5 weeks ago, we learned that the strikes that the Houthis been doing in the Red Sea on our naval ships and our cargo ships. Yeah, China was doing the targeting for those. But no big deal. No big deal. 100,000 of us dead a year from fentanyl. Some as young as 12 because now it's laced in the marijuana. No big deal. I said the 100,000. What you got for sale on Temu? So I'm sitting here during the show yesterday and the news breaks. Trump has a trade deal with China. Oh, yeah. And Howard Lutnick's out there. Oh, it's the best thing ever. Oh, so great. Have they agreed not to kill us? Was that part of it or no? We're not. We didn't know. Okay, they can still kill us. Cool, but we get to buy their stuff. All right, awesome. Yeah, great. What was in this trade deal? It was galling. I like the description best on the Meet Kevin podcast. He's actually a great financial prognosticator. Listen.
So remember, here's what's going on with the Chinese deal, okay? Scott Bessent made it clear this is not a full deal. We have gotten nowhere on the 55% tariffs that we have on China and nowhere on China's 10% tariffs on us. We've gotten nowhere on that. We got a 6-month reprieve on rare earth export licenses in exchange for accepting Chinese students in our American universities, which Donald Trump on Truth Social says he's always been a fan of, even though 2 weeks ago he called them all foreign spies. Where are there more foreign spies? Is it the Chinese women that are...
Says he loves this, has always been a fan of having China come here and cook up cool stuff in our labs, like COVID. Yeah, it's worked out really well for the 1.1 million dead in America. But anyway, I mean, other than them, everybody loved the break they got during COVID, I'm sure. Why would Trump do this? We're about to learn something here. Why would Trump do this? And I've had several people text me. Why would he? It feels like a betrayal. Not only is it a betrayal, it's a humiliation. Because I think that China sent that woman with the bioweapon in the middle of the Chinese trade negotiations to humiliate us, to show the world, we got America. We got America by the balls. Look, they'll do whatever we want. Why would we agree to this within days of catching another one of their nationals trying to destroy our crops? Billions of dollars worth of damage between those two bioweapons. potential. Why would we do this? Headline. Trump had to choose national security or the auto industry. Headline, auto companies in full panic over rare earths bottleneck. Oh, looks like China has a Trump card. What's going on here? Car executives have once again been driven into their war rooms, concerned that China's tight export controls on rare earth magnets, critical rare earth minerals, critically needed to make cars, could cripple production. U.S. President Donald Trump said January 6th that Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to let rare earth minerals and magnets flow into the U.S. again. They'd held them back as part of trade negotiations or threatened to. A U.S. trade team scheduled to meet with Chinese counterparts for talks in London on June 9th, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then it says the industry worries, talking about the auto industry, that rare earth situation could cascade into a third massive supply chain shock in 5 years. Frank Eckert, CEO of a German magnet maker, they use rare earth minerals, has been fielding a flood of calls in recent weeks. Exasperated automakers and parts suppliers have been desperate to find alternative sources of magnets and rare earth minerals. Some told Eckert that their factories could be idled by mid-July. These are American automakers. So Trump had to make a terrible choice. National security or the auto industry? How do we get in such a stupid position? Glad you asked. This is what the Chinese bought from the Biden family for $30 million. See, it all comes full circle. Remember, there's two components to it. Joe Biden went around putting critical rare earth minerals mines either off limits for 20 years to give China the edge, or jamming them up with the approval process. We've got others that have been sitting around for 15 years waiting for approval because we're just stupid. We're just dumb. Or the Democrats are suing to stop the approval, or both. So Trump has expedited some of this, try to get it go. But unfortunately, when you're going to mine rare earth minerals, I mean, you can't just roll up one day with the truck and do it. I mean, it's going to take a long time to get in position. And that assumes another Democrat doesn't win and stop the whole thing. This is how desperate we are for rare earth minerals. Why? The article goes on to explain China controls 70% of them. So we may have access to some. We need others that we basically need to meld together for the parts for these cars. And tech. And servers. And semiconductors. Oh, and our defense industry, but whatever. China's apparently going to attack us in other ways, so I guess it doesn't matter. Power grids, military systems, critical infrastructure. So as China trains people to attack us, openly opens institutes to do it, as we've learned in recent weeks that the solar panels, the inverters that connect to the grid can shut the grid off at will, so China can do that. Then there's the two bioweapons. We learned about that. Then there's the targeting of our ships for the Houthis. I mean, folks, the bio lab we found with the mice bred to spread the weaponized strains of COVID, they're at war with us. And we're like, okay, cool. Hey, Senator, rare earth minerals. Yeah, we'll be fine. It's good. Here's Michael Lucci, he's the CEO of State Armor, explaining China is at war with us, but because we've been so stupid about rare earth minerals and because the Enviro Weenies have gotten the upper hand, the Democrat ones who keep suing, Congress needs to end that. We're in a world of hurt. We just had to choose our national security or the auto industry.
The Chinese Communist Party has been at war with the United States since 1990. What do CCP agents do? They find unique, gray zone, asymmetric warfare ways to attack us. Agro-terrorism, the word of the day, is yet one of many ways that they're attacking us on our turf, below the threshold of kinetic warfare, but constantly chipping away at our strength. This is how the Communist Party does warfare. We have to put an end to it.
Okay, so beyond agro-terrorism, what is your biggest worry when it comes to China trying to subvert us from within?
I think that my biggest worry is how they are pre-positioning malware on our critical infrastructure. They want the ability to turn off the power grid at will. We saw a headline from Reuters less than a month ago saying that the solar inverters going into our grid, the batteries going into our grid have undisclosed communication devices that allow Beijing to turn things off. That's one example of them getting into our critical infrastructure. They're getting into our water infrastructure. They're getting to our transportation infrastructure. They want the capacity to remotely shut down those devices, technologies, and services of everyday life that Americans depend on in case they decide to start a war over Taiwan, or in case they want to just slowly subdue us over time, which is the pathway they've currently been on.
But let's go ahead and send another $5 billion worth of drones to NATO to fire at Russia. Let's do that. But these people are good. China, no, they're good. They got Timu, they got all that. You know, if Russia, you know what Russia needs to do? They need slaves, slave labor, factories, and a Timu site. And we'll stop bombing them. Now, see, the Chinese, they're not bad folks.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. They're not bad folks. But guess what? They're not competition for us.
Yeah, I'd feel that way, too, if they gave my family $30 million. They didn't, though. So we are really well and truly screwed right now. And Donald Trump just had to make a terrible, terrible decision. The auto industry or national security. Wow, I would have wrestled with that one. He went with the auto industry, but we'll pay the national security bill later. We will. I mean, this is a terrible bargain to have to make. And again, the headline tells you everything about why Trump just did this absolutely, I mean, mortifying walk back. To rage about pulling all, remember he was going to pull 100% of the Chinese student visas, which he should, after the bioweapons. These can only be described as attacks in recent weeks. And he had to walk it back and claim he's never been against students coming here. It was that or the auto industry. Because China has a death grip on the rare earth minerals. And folks, you got to understand something, okay? I can't repeat this enough time. That is what Bohai Harvest was for. That is what Hunter Biden did with Bohai Harvest. The Chinese would go around the world buying up rare earth minerals. They control 70% of what we need. By the way, the auto industry, when you read this, this is terrifying. This is from Automotive News, talking about the industry having to idle factories by July. Because China's like, well, you don't want to give us the most favorable trade terms while we screw you, then we'll just hold back the rare earths. They were always planning for this day. And Bohai Harvest, what it would do is China would cut Hunter's company into these rare earth mineral deals all over the world. And they'd get a half a percentage, whatever, for doing nothing. And that's how the Biden family got paid. And we had him dead to rights. We did. He did not have to win the 2020 election. Bill Barr did that. He suppressed the evidence of the investigation. They silenced the two IRS investigators who turned whistleblower. So now we had him. We knew Joe Biden was a big guy. In just the one deal they got, the whole Biden family, $30 million from the Chinese. I said, yeah, Joe got 10%. Absolutely. He was the big guy. We knew that. That's what they bought. So on the one hand, the Bidens profit. On the other hand, they're shutting down rare, Biden is, Joe or whoever operates the Panama, who knows, rare earth mineral mines. Or they're gumming up the process to give the Chinese the edge. Folks, we have had our first Chinese presidency. We barely survived it. This is why China brags to us in December. We did do Volt Typhoon. Sorry. One of the most incredible Wall Street Journal articles I've ever read is, wow, the Biden administration was stunned. The delegation was stunned. They're talking to China. And China, unprompted, volunteers, yeah, we did Volt Typhoon. That cyber hack. That was us. Yeah, shutting stuff down. That was us. Yeah, we'll do it again, too. We just cut a deal with them. To let their spies into this country to save the automotive industry because we don't have access to rare earth minerals. And folks, do you remember how the media acted like Donald Trump was stupid? Remember he did that first press conference and everybody thought he'd talk about like immigration stuff. He's talking about Greenland and everybody was like, Greenland? What? Where? Why? That's how dumb we are. We're about to get steamrolled by China. Our auto industry, our defense industry, our tech industry is about to get bulldozed. And we're like, why are you talking about Greenland? Because they have rare earth minerals. We're at war, silly. Okay, back tomorrow. Mike's up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.